We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're doing the laws of Ma'asel Ksafim. We had discussed that there's a responsibility that every Jew takes off a tithe of his profits. And the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, V'geder ha-ma'aser hazeh. So what are the guidelines of the tithe that one's supposed to give of his profits? The tzich lafrish mitchila ma'aser min hakeren. You have to begin by taking off a tithe of the principal. After you've taken off a tithe off your principal, wherever your starting point is, then every time you have a profit, you take a tithe off the profit. So you have a lot of people that are careful in this concept of a tithe. They never took off a tithe off their principal. They're always taking off a tithe off their profit. He says, but then they're not really fulfilling the responsibility of taking a tithe. You have to start off by taking off a tithe off the principal. But in our sinful ways, we find that our desire overtakes a person, and he can't take off so much money. So he says, I'll tell you what I think is a good way to do it. When you take off a tithe off your principal, so it's hard to take off that tithe and forgo it. Here's what you do. Set up a loan. Set up a gemach where you give loans to the poor. And then, if you ever need a loan from that tithe, you could also take a loan. There's one condition to that, that if someone comes to you, and they're in dire need of a loan, and the money is by you on loan, so then you take a loan of that money in order to loan the poor. Meaning, it's not a game. It's not that you say, okay, I have an inheritance, I have $250,000, so I'll take off $25,000 for my tithe. Oh, but now I need $25,000 to buy a car. I'll borrow those $25,000 and I'll buy a car. Okay, you borrow those $25,000. Let's say it's legitimate. Now someone comes to you and tells you they're going to foreclose on my house. I need a loan. I'll be able to pay you back over the next 3 years. I need $25,000. And you know you can trust him for the money. You know that things are okay by him. Someone just gave me an article this week about the importance of putting away money for a rainy day. And the article describes how families sometimes have not a rainy day, but a rainy year, where their washing machine goes and their refrigerator goes and the wife loses the job and the husband has a reduction in his salary and the kid needs an operation that insurance doesn't cover and then the medication they don't cover. And suddenly the family finds themselves with a slew of expenses. You have rainy years, not just rainy days, where a person could do everything. And then the question is, how do you end up after that? Are you in tremendous debt or not? And so they were stressing there that if you keep setting aside money for rainy days, then you'll be able to weather that storm. Now, sometimes you see a person that's having a rainy year. And you know that time will pass, things will work themselves out, and Bezat Shem, they'll pay you back. So then, you got to give them the loan. But you'll say, but I borrowed that loan. That money's by me. So the Chafetz Chaim says, fine. You could only take that loan if when you'll see such a situation where you have to give the loan, you'll take another loan from someone else to give him the money. Because you really owe that money to the Gemach. It's not a game. It's not that you put aside the 25 and then it's a game I borrowed it. You owe it to the Gemach. So take a loan from someone else to lend it to him. So then you've fulfilled your obligation of Maaser. Because this also is called Tzedakah, as he discussed earlier. And we're stopping mid-sentence because he's going to quantify what he just said. We'll pick up here Bezrat Shem on Sunday.